Hey everybody, Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast. It is Wednesday, March 16, 2022, and I've got a prophetic word that's going to really help you. Anyone need a shot of encouragement right now? Where the Lord is releasing a strategy for you. He's going to shake things open in a good way, and God's releasing greater power. He's releasing greater authority right now, but really, when it comes down to it, he's releasing out power, glory, and peace. And it's a peace that surpasses all understanding. It's a powerful peace. It's the peace that Jesus spoke over the storm. Peace be still. It's an anointing. So Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you that you're moving right now, especially on the internet. And no matter when anyone watches this, you're outside of time, so the dates and everything don't matter, that we can enter into this word right now. Also, that you're putting us together as one. You're doing something powerful right now and healing divided houses. You're healing things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you know, I went into a great deal of the details about the season we're in right now, which from March 1st to April 15th, we're in a 7-week preparation time. And the Lord said, we're about to get amazing outpouring of revelation at Passover. And that starts on April 15th. So last week on my podcast, March 9th, podcast, How to Prepare for the Change of the Season, I go into the details as well as an activation prayer. Now, this week I'm going to go further to help you to break through limitations. I want to release the power, the glory, and the peace, but stay tuned. At the end of this podcast, I do another. Wow, this particular activation of prayer I do at the end, my entire team said, wow, you got to get that out, on the internet. I just did one for one of our team members, and then we just decided, wow, the Spirit's flowing. We're going to put this out to everyone right now because God's moving. He's releasing his glory. Now, the glory means power and authority. You know, it's different things. It could be peace. It could be different things. It doesn't have to be the dunamis power, so to speak. It could be a different type. But Haggai 2, 7 and 8, I will shake all nations, and what is desired by all nations will come, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord. In verse 8, the silver is mine, the gold is mine, declares the Lord Almighty. Now, most people hear that and think, oh no, we're going to have disasters. Come on, don't get negative on it. It didn't say anything about anything negative. In fact, gold, glory, greater peace. These things are all positive. What you desire will come forth. And so the Lord is going to release, he's going to use a great shaking in your life. But this is not a bad shaking. Don't be discouraged. Right now, when you see things happen, because the Lord is moving right now. This is not the end of the world. This is not a time to pull back in fear. It's a time to move forward. Move forward even though you don't see it. The door will open. The gates will open before you. So get ready to cross over into this new season that's here right now. Now, I've got some dates and things, but you can do it right now. I know I am. I'm just going forward with it even though the Lord's moving later on. You can get ready right now. So the Lord is releasing greater power, glory, and peace. Haggai 2:9. The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former, says the Lord. And in this place, I will grant peace, declares the Lord Almighty. Now, that's all positive stuff. The Lord's going to bring the greater glory. He's going to bring the place of greater peace. He's going to bring an outpouring of finances, gold and glory. And we're seeing the shaking going on right now. The Lord said, I'm going to use this time. It's not for me. The pandemic and all the violence is not from the Lord. But the Lord will use all things. He will. So what we desire, that's what he says. What is desired is going to come. You know, for me anyway, I want to see revival. I want to see salvations happen. But revival is going to start personally. So I'm in a personal revival right now, even though I'm in a storm still. I'm in a personal revival. You can get this. I'm going to release this over. Greater glory, which God's power and presence. And so one of the things that Lord wants to grant you right now, in any storm, any life situation, Jesus says it in John 14:27. He says, peace I leave you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. How powerful is that? I think someone needs to stick that on their fridge. You know what I mean? Or on your Bible, whichever one you go to more. John 14:27. Peace I leave you, Jesus says. He says, I'm going to give you peace, but I don't give the peace that the world has. And do not let your hearts be troubled. He's releasing the peace that surpasses all understanding right now. So many people have been discouraged, especially over finances. Maybe you've been in debt, money, a little difficult time. Maybe you've lost your jobs or still dealing with some things. Maybe addictions are going on. Hey, you know what? Let's just stay connected to the Lord. Don't let the enemy mess with you and get you cut off from the vine. You want to stay with the Lord close right now. The Lord is pouring out strategies from heaven, especially for finances over the next few months. So this is a turning point. Haggai 2:19. I love Haggai 2. I would wait for the Lord to pull this back out. I prophesied this a couple years ago, and I was like, wow, I can't wait to see this again. And then this week, he said, I want you to pull that Haggai 2 thing back out because I'm going to start doing it. Haggai 2:19. Is there yet any seed in the barn until now? The vine and the fig tree and the pomegranate and the olive tree have not borne fruit. But he says, I tell you, this is what the Lord says, from this day forward, I will bless you. And we are going to see the power of the Lord in an outpouring right now that we haven't seen in a long time. Even though maybe, you know, the storehouses on earth might be depleted. Maybe we haven't seen this outpouring that we need even in our own life. But the Lord says, I tell you up until now, we haven't seen it. But he says, but from this day forward, I'm going to bless you. And the Lord is saying, I want to bless you in this season. And some people get all legalistic about it, and they write on the day, well, the prophet said this day, you know, the Bible said this day. It's a season, you know, and this day, I mean, today is the day of the Lord. Today, he's shifting something over you. Today, the Lord is going to move with encouragement. I tell you, you get breakthrough. Breakthrough just means it's kind of like a treasure map. You know, you go to one point and then you get that breakthrough. You figure out what it is and then you go to the next. But between these points, it could look lonely. But the Lord is still moving. So breakthrough is here. Micah 2:13. I love this. The one who breaks open the way will go up before them and they will break through the gate and go out. The king will pass through before them, the Lord at their head. Woo! Go on, Lord. I love this. The Lord is going ahead of you, no matter what it looks like right now. He's opening up the way for you to move into this new season. It's a season breakthrough. Breakthrough doesn't always happen all at once. In fact, like I just said, it's a treasure map. And it's fun. You got to make it fun. I know I'm doing that, even though I get my butt kicked sometimes with some, you know, with some warfare. But hey, you know what? Greater is the one in you than the one in the world, the Lord says. And, you know, don't worry about how things look from the outside. Now, as you break through to the new season, you need to forget some things from the past. Isaiah 43:18-19, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Some people are saying, you know, I've heard this prophetic word before. I've heard it never happened. You got to break through that. Break through that. to get the Micah 2:13 breakthrough, where the Lord says, I'm going to go ahead of you, and I'm going to break something through. The king is going ahead of you. But in the season that we're in right now, we need to do the Isaiah 43:18 to forget the former things and do not dwell on the past. The Lord's going to get you out of the wilderness. He's going to cause streams to be in the wasteland right now. And so we need to look at things as an opportunity instead of focusing on the attacks. And, you know, I release a prophetic word, and I keep seeing this prophetic word everywhere. It's Ecclesiastes 3. And, you know, 3:1-2, I saw a bridge going to the new season, and it said Ecclesiastes 3:1-2, which is, you know, it's a season to die and a season to be born. I encourage you to go through Ecclesiastes and highlight or underline all the positive things. And don't look at the death. Don't look at those negative things. Look at what the positive things that the Lord is going to bring right now, because that'll get you an exercise to forget the former things, because sometimes we get hit so much. The Lord is releasing a new way to operate right now. We need to flow. It's important to be flexible and stay at peace. We are entering this new season, Deuteronomy 11:11. But the land that you are crossing the Jordan to take possession of is a land of mountains and valleys that drinks from the rain of heaven. Whew. I think that's Deuteronomy 11:12 there. But take a look at Deuteronomy 11, maybe it is that, 11:10, 11:12. We are entering into the season that we're going to possess the land, but it's not automatic. If you take a look at how the Israelites had to take over, you know, they had to fight the giants, but the Lord was with them powerfully. So as we're entering into this new season, don't worry about it. I tell you, the Lord is going to do amazing things. Well, here's the strategy of the enemy. Let me just give you a clue here. Satan's strategy right now is to divide us. Apostle Paul says this, 1 Corinthians 1:10. He says, I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you should agree with one another in what you say, and that there should be no divisions among you, that you are perfectly united in mind and thought. So this is what the Lord's saying right now. We need to be united with the Lord in mind and thought first, and then united with each other. You know, the plan of the enemy right now is to get us out of unity, to get you out of unity, get me out. He'll try to get us to judge and accuse. This is a bigger attack, you know, with the internet and social media. Doesn't mean you have to get off of social media. If you don't, maybe you need to take a break if it bugs you. But there's some new things God's doing here. And we just need to get into unity. We need to stop judging, stop accusing people. We need to get out of fear. And we need to insert this with love. We need to just infuse ourselves with love. A house divided against itself would not stand. Mark 3:25, Jesus says, I tell you, this is the time that the Lord is releasing peace. He is releasing. There's power and glory coming. It's going to pull us all together. So think about what are you agreeing with right now? There is power in agreement, Jesus said, Matthew 18:19, if two of you agree, it will be done. So, yeah, that's a spiritual principle. It applies to the positive things that you can pray for, and also on the negative. So be sure that you're not agreeing with darkness. We don't want to, you know, the accuser of the brethren in Revelation was one of the titles of Satan. We don't want to accuse others. We want to step out of that right now. We need to clothe ourselves with the light and love of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to let it flow. I tell you, love will change your life. Love is what healed me. When I got into the perfect love, it started to flow. The perfect love is, Jesus said this. He said that, love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. So you need to love God. Get rid of if you have a grudge against them right now, I heard him say this, tell my people, he goes, you know, don't hold a grudge against the Lord. You know, you can still work things out with them. But remember, Jesus even says, don't let the sun go down on your anger. And that's with the Lord even. You'll want to work those things out with him. He's not the one who did these things, any bad things to you. Maybe someone died. You know, there was greater things that at work there. Maybe you lost your job or something. You got to make sure you're not angry at the Lord. So love God with all your heart, soul, all your mind. Love your neighbor, other people, as yourself. You need to love yourself. Kick out the unloving spirits. The enemy wants to bring the storms that try to take you away from your peace, try to take you away from the unity with others. He's trying to unleash storm after storm against you right now. I tell you, take a stand right now. And we want to kick out peace. We want to kick out the fear and release the peace. We want to kick out the fear and release faith. And, you know, when we get divided against each other, it can isolate us. That's one of the things. Also, can deplete our financial reserves. What he's trying to do right now. The Lord is moving above the storm. He's above. You ever fly in an airplane and there's a storm below? You can see the clouds, but hey, it's sunshine up here. That's where we are right now. Come on up here. Where I'm releasing right now is above the storm. It's the word of the Lord for you for this season. So here's a prayer, but a release of you. Habakkuk 1:5. Look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed, says the Lord. For I'm doing something in your days that you would not believe even if you were told. The Lord is going to pour out his glory, the supernatural infusions of hope, strength, peace, power, and love. And so we bind the spirit of fear, anxiety, and panic. We bind you in Jesus' name right now. Lord, bring the solutions to us. You know, I want to just release this. This is that powerful prayer. I actually wrote this for a dear a woman who works for me. Dear, I mean, she's walking through some times. Oh, Lord, just release this today out of my spirit. It was so powerful. I felt, man, we got to get this out of the world. But here it is. It's for you. The Lord has equipped you in advance for what you're walking through right now. You are on the right track. You are in his perfect timing and will. No matter what it looks like right now, we can shift it over. And the Lord is speaking this right now, deep in your spirit. You have everything you need to succeed. You have everything you need to move forward. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. All things are possible for those who believe. And you know what? No weapon formed against you will prosper. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the word of the Lord says, the Lord has already released a new standard against him. I take authority right now over everything that's not of the Lord that's attacking you, including the father of lies, the spirit of fear, doubt and unbelief. In Jesus' name, you will leave. I bind and remove the unloving spirits of low self-esteem, self-hatred, suicide, and death. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over any and all lies, anything that is not of the Lord, anything that does not line up with the Word of God, and I cast you out in Jesus' name. And I tell you, the Word of the Lord states this, that he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And he will never give you more than you can handle. So if you're walking through a time right now, you feel like I can't handle this. My gosh, you can't. Yes, you can. Step up. The word of the Lord is step up. You might walk through some difficulty, but step up. Don't believe the lie. Don't let him kick you down. That's the father of lies. And the Lord says that he will never leave you or forsake you. So now, we cast out doubt, guilt. We cast out the spirit of fear, the spirit of overwhelm, panic, suicide, and death in Jesus' name. And Lord, we impart perfect peace. We impart love. We impart power, the sound mind in Jesus' name. We impart greater glory, power and peace, the love, joy, and faithfulness. We impart the Holy Spirit, everything that is needed in Jesus' name. Now here, receive this blessing. I love this. Ephesians 3:17 through 2:21, the Apostle Paul released this. I want to release this over you. Let Christ dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you will be rooted and established in love, that you may have power together with all of the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide, how long, how high, how deep is the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to know his love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with the measure of the fullness of God. And now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than you can ask or imagine, according to the power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church through Jesus Christ throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Woo! Come on, receive this. The Lord's moving right now. You're going to get this out to some friends. A powerful time. DougAddison.com is my website. And we're doing an offer right now, just so you know. Just, wow, it's a powerful, the Breaking Fear Challenge, Spring 2022. And go to DougAddison.com, challenge. And it's a seven-day challenge. It's been a powerful, we've had people go through that challenge. It's a powerful thing. So go ahead and check that out. Also, consider giving to what we do, DougAddison.com/give. You can text to give, love, L-O-V-E, 45888. Or give them my app. Did you know I got an app? The Doug Addison app. Some people don't like social media. Well, hey, the Apple, actually, it's not social media. It's got my prophetic words. It's got videos. You'll be notified. If you turn on the notifications, you'll be notified when I go live, like I'm doing right now. It's got the daily prophetic words. Hey, you know what? It's the most positive place. I call it, having a little bit of heaven in your pocket, because it's for iPhones, and it's available at the Apple Apple App Store, and it's also for other phones as well under the Google Play Store as well. Just go to DougAddison.com/app. I'm so excited for what God's doing right now. Lord, we pray that we could come together as one and be encouraged in Jesus' name. Amen. See you next week.